WXCO 98.9, Wausau's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WXCO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. A Marathon County local is in the running for both state and local office. Yiling Xiong is the executive director of New Beginnings for Refugees, a nonprofit aimed at supporting refugees in the Wausau area. He's also an incumbent in the race for the D.C. Everest School Board and for the Marathon County Board of Supervisors. Now, he's thrown his hat into the ring for state treasurer.
The state treasurer position, often people look at it, that position, and feel that it's a ceremonial position, but it's not. It's about accountability. This position here has held accountable by the Wisconsinites. It's not accountable to the governor or the state legislator.
Xiong is the D.C. Everest Area School District Board Treasurer and represents District 19 on the county board. He says if he wins state treasurer, he would reevaluate his positions locally. But for now, he has plans to continue his campaigns in all three races.
I'm very passionate about the school district. I'm passionate about counties. So I want to make sure that all my residents, all my constituents are taken care of anyway here, especially the students, because the most important assets that we have is our people.
Xiong also says his time as a nonprofit executive director has taught him how to deal with budgets and how to stretch every last dollar.
As the state treasurer, one of my goals here is to be working on that intentional effort and grassroots effort to ensure that there is accountability, there is transparency, returning money back to individuals, expanding financial literacy, and working with partners, building coalitions to address the affordability crisis in the state of Wisconsin here.
Current state treasurer John Leiber, a Republican, is seeking re-election. On the Democratic side, Xiong faces Dylan Helmenstein, a Black Earth Village trustee and school board member, and Eric Wilson, a small business owner and IT project manager, according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. A proposal to partially extend the Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Program passed in the Wisconsin State Assembly last week. The Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Program seeks to preserve the state's wildlife and expand its outdoor recreation opportunities. Since its creation over 30 years ago, it has allowed Wisconsin to borrow money for state land acquisitions, as well as providing local governments and conservation nonprofits with grant funding to support their goals. The proposal passed last week, however, scales back the scope of the program. If passed into law, the two Republican-authored bills would extend the Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Program through 2028, but would not allow for new land acquisitions. The program's funding would be used to maintain previously purchased land. The proposed bills passed along party lines in the Assembly, with Democratic state lawmakers arguing they don't uphold the legacy of the program. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has previously said he would support a proposal that preserves both the property management and land acquisition aspects of the program. Average gas prices have risen 7.6 cents per gallon over the last week for an average of $2.55 on Monday. This is 12.2 cents higher than a month ago and over 39 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Average gas prices have jumped for the second straight week, according to Gas Buddy officials, saying this is due to oil prices climbing back above $60 per barrel. Oil from Iran is struggling to make it to the market under new sanctions. This is tightening supply in addition to the major winter storm sending temperatures below zero, which is likely to also affect refineries. This could cause additional disruptions and reduced output. A group of Marathon County residents spoke at an educational meeting of the county board last week to support local control over energy projects. The board is considering a resolution to ask the Wisconsin Counties Association to lobby in favor of two bills that would turn control over energy projects to local municipalities. Under the bills, developers would need approval from each city, village, and town where a wind or solar project is proposed before the Public Service Commission can approve it. Residents urged the county board to approve the resolution, raising concerns about threats to farmland, property values, and public health. The Assembly bill was introduced last January, and the Senate bill was introduced last February. Both bills have stalled. And author of Braden's Law, a new state statute that criminalizes sextortion, is already looking to expand upon it. Representative Brent Jacobson of Mosinee says victims of the crime, including their families if the victim dies by suicide, should be able to sue for damages and be compensated for their losses. Braden's Law is named in honor of Braden Bone, a 15-year-old D.C. Everest Junior High School student who died by suicide last March after falling victim to a sextortion scheme. Jacobson's proposal would clarify potential damages in state law, making it easier for civil lawsuits to stick. A new survey shows Wisconsin employers don't think students are prepared for the workforce. The survey from Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce finds over half of responding employers say Wisconsin's K-12 education system does not adequately prepare students for the workforce. Survey data shows 64% of employers indicated their employees struggle with reading, math, or both. 30% of respondents have had to resort to remedial education or tutoring for employees. I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
Wisconsin basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers at home against the Minnesota Gophers. Wisconsin with a record of 14-6. The Gophers at 500 with an overall record of 10-10. Marquette with a victory 86-62 over the Creighton Blue Jays. Perhaps the best performance of the year so far for the Golden Eagles. Head coach Shaka Smart.
We guarded the pick and roll well. We rotated well. Obviously, it helped to shoot 69% from the field in the first half, but I thought that there was a connection between our guys. Aggressiveness.
NBA, the Bucks losing to the 76ers, 139-122. Kyle Kuzma limping off the court fourth quarter, but said it was just a leg cramp. NFL, Packers quarterback coach Sean Mannion to interview with the Eagles for their offensive coordinator job. In Pittsburgh, Mike McCarthy introduced as the new head coach of the Steelers.
Do you want Aaron Rodgers back as your quarterback next year?
I mean, definitely. I mean, I don't see why you wouldn't.
That's Steelers head coach Mike McCarthy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a high of only 6 above today, and that wind chill is going to be in the teens below zero here all day today. Tonight, clear, will drop to 12 below zero. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 8 above zero. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wausau News Roundup from WXCO. Find more news anytime at WXCO.fm. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.